yesterday's attacks on another place.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
The volatile Middle East region has the potential to become a nuclear weapons-free zone to help improve regional and global security. Calls have been growing both in the region and across the world to speed up establishment of the proposed zone. There's been no opposition to the idea of banning nukes in the Middle East, except that coming from the Israeli regime and its Western allies, particularly the United States. Israel and its allies have blocked efforts at the UN to introduce and enforce a ban on nuclear arms in the Middle East. But why is Israel so strongly against any ban on the most destructive weapons the world has ever seen? This is Israel's secretive Dimona nuclear weapons complex, located in the Negev Desert. Dimona is where the regime's first atomic bomb is believed to have been developed. The construction of Dimona began secretly in the 1950s, outside the inspection regime of the International Atomic Energy Agency. French technical assistance played a pivotal role in the construction of the nuclear weapons factory, while Britain and the United States turned a blind eye to Israel's drive to proliferate atomic arms. After 1958, France refused to further cooperate with Israel in the nuclear field. It was Britain's turn. Documents obtained by British media show the UK made hundreds of secret shipments, including plutonium and highly enriched lithium-6 to Israel in the 1950s and 1960s. Plutonium and lithium-6 are used to enhance fission bombs and used as fuel in hydrogen bombs. Much of the funding for the covert program came from inside the United States. Abraham Feinberg, a prominent pro-Israel businessman and lobbyist, spearheaded the fundraising effort. He served as an unofficial advisor to former U.S. President John F. Kennedy and Lyndon B. Johnson. The lobbyist managed to collect $40 million. Israel began mass production of atomic bombs in 1967. Today, Israel is believed to possess up to 400 nuclear warheads. That could be the third largest atomic weapons arsenal in the world after the United States and Russia. Israel has refused for decades to heed calls to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and allow inspectors of the International Atomic Energy Agency to visit its nuclear facilities. Israel's clandestine nuclear weapons program first came to light in 1986. This is the man who leaked secrets of Israel's nuclear stockpile to British media. Mordechai Vanunu had spent 8 years as a technician at the top-secret Dimona Nuclear Weapons Research Center. During the final year of his job as a technician at Dimona, he took dozens of photos of the top-secret labs, which he later gave to the Sunday Times. These are some of the pictures Vanunu took with his camera. They showed the massive extent of the covert nuclear weapons program. When the photos were published, the Israeli whistleblower was in Britain. The Israeli spy agency Mossad was infuriated and under a lot of pressure over the scandal. It sent an agent to lure the whistleblower to come to Rome, where he was abducted and taken back to Israel. He was jailed for treason and espionage in 1988. Vanunu was released in 2004 after spending 18 years behind bars.
My name is Mordechai Vanunu, man who served 18 years in Israel prison for revealing Israel nuclear weapons secrets in 1986 to the Sunday Times of London, and was kidnapped by Israel Mossad spy from Rome and brought by boat ship to Israel and served in Israel prison for 18 years in total isolation.
Mordechai Vanunu believes Israel's stockpile of nukes is growing bigger every year.
Because I worked in that place and I knew a lot about what they are doing there, I concluded that they are producing too much atomic bomb beyond any imagination of all the world spy organizations, including the CIA. At that time, 1986, they presumed that Israel have about 5 to 10 atomic bombs. And my conclusion from my production is they are producing about 10 atomic bombs every year.
Israel's military is making sure it can deliver the nuclear weapons anywhere in the world through different land, air, and sea-based methods. Israel's Jericho 3 ICBM has provided it with the capability to launch a nuclear strike on targets thousands of miles away. In June 2012, German weekly news magazine Der Spiegel published an investigative editorial revealing that Israel has equipped the modern submarines it purchased from Germany with nuclear missiles. There are also reports that the regime has miniaturized some bombs to a size that's small enough to fit in a suitcase or be fired in artillery shells. Despite the massive body of evidence of Israel's covert campaign of boosting its nuclear weapons arsenal and the means to use the arms, Israeli officials have never spoken about it. Israel's possession of a large number of atomic bombs is now an open secret. But over the past decades, the regime has never admitted that it has nuclear weapons. Current and former regime officials always evade questions about the nukes.
Disclosure as an issue should work every way. The United States should say what it has. You know where I'm going with this. A yes-no question for you. Does Israel have nuclear capabilities and nuclear weapons? Yes or no?
We've always said that we won't be the first to introduce it, so we haven't introduced it.
But that's not an answer to the question. Do you have them or do you not?
Of any country. It's as good an answer as you're going to get.
Okay, how many does Israel have?
No idea.
No idea? You were in the government. They don't tell you that stuff.
No idea.
Who do they tell?
No idea. I'm telling you. I never discussed it. But it's irrelevant.
It's between... You never discussed Israel's nuclear weapons. You can say that hand on heart. You've never discussed Israel's nuclear... You're expecting us to believe that the Deputy Foreign Minister of Israel never discussed Israel's nuclear deterrent. Seriously, then.
No. So let me tell you. No? It's not all slogans and sound bites, Mehdi.
Tell yourself.
I did not discuss Israel nuclear weapons. I did discuss Israel nuclear policy. There is a big difference.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. So now we've got past that semantic evasion.
No, you have to...
How many nuclear weapons does Israel have? Because experts say it's anywhere between 80 and 400.
So what?
So what?
Yeah, so what? Has Israel ever threatened...
Do you recognize the hypocrisy of Israel having a secret illicit nuclear weapons program that it won't open up its doors to and won't talk about, and then lecturing everyone else in the region
about
nuclear weapons?
Absolutely not. You know why?
You talk about hypocrisy.
I tell you.
Israel's refusal to come clean about its atomic arms has been described as the most important obstacle for nuclear disarmament in the Middle East. In doing so, Tel Aviv has full U.S. support. And exactly because of that, back in 2015, a month-long review conference on the 1970 Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty ended in failure. The U.S., Canada, and Britain blocked an initiative for a Middle East nuclear arms ban. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was quick to thank his allies for opposing the plan. Such blind Western backing for Israel has been ongoing for decades. The case of the regime's nuclear weapons has come to be recognized as one of the most blatant examples of Western double standards regarding global security. Nuclear-armed Israel has attacked regional countries like Lebanon and Syria many times, and is considered as the most important destabilizing factor in the Middle East. Yet, it is never pressured by the West to come clean about its dangerous nuclear arsenal and dismantle it. Israel's behavior is highly unlikely to change as long as its powerful backers don't change their stances.